Good morning. Recent data shows that OSU Cascades is the fastest growing school in the Oregon University system. In an article in today's bulletin, Vice President Becky Johnson says the high growth means they are on pace to meet its goal of having 2,000 students by the year 2020. She also says hitting that number would go a long way toward converting the campus into a four-year college. She cited Central Oregon Community College's growth as one big factor in their high numbers. This morning on 1110 KBND's Your Town, we will talk to a leader from COCC about their growth and the partnership with OSU Cascades. One of the biggest challenges facing school district is how do you educate more students with less, fewer teachers, and less funding? Oregon's funding for public schools goes up and down with the economy. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports a local superintendent wants to come up with a better funding plan.
The superintendent of Ben Lapine Schools, Ron Wilkinson, says something needs to be done to stabilize funding.
One of the things I'm working on directly with is with Representative Conger on a bill that'll be in terms of looking at PERS and making some changes in the retirement system that hopefully will free money that's in our budgets right now that can go back to the classroom. And so a major, major part of my effort is on that stability of funding, because we have to have the dollars to be able to support the work that's going on.
Superintendent Wilkinson hopes to use his position as Oregon Superintendent of the Year to come up with better ways to stabilize Oregon school funding. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
A Prineville liquor store owner is concerned about a movement to do what Washington State did, allow liquor to be sold privately. She says there will be a consumer compromise if such a law is passed here.
Costco is the one that did all the advertisement in Washington. And, of course, I can't order the quantity that Costco does, so I won't get the discount. But I'll have the variety that Costco doesn't. Costco's going to bring in the major brands, and a lot of people like flavored stuff.
Prineville liquor store owner Vicki Bowman also says in her 19 years of owning a liquor store, she's never been caught selling to a minor because she's very strict about who works for her and feels that a lot of control will be lost if non-regulated stores begin selling spirits. Deschutes County has confirmed a case of pertussis, commonly known as whooping cough, in an adult in the county. The patient is recovering and close contacts have been notified. The health department wants to remind you of the value of a TDAP vaccination for teens and adults that protect you from tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis. The Occupy movement might claim to be anonymous and unorganized, but 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports that is not the case.
Renee Heath, an associate communications professor at the University of Portland, is studying the members of the Occupy movement.
If you look at their website, they're pretty darn organized.
Heath says that as the group grows larger, it has to become more organized to function.
Having structure and having people manage those structures inevitably do create leaders.
But the group is having an impact. She's documenting a growing number of instances where the group's statements and positions are being reflected in mainstream media. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Back in Central Oregon, two alert teens in Redmond were able to prevent extensive damage to a home that caught on fire while the homeowner was at work. Redmond fire officials say that yesterday morning around 6:20, the two teenage girls were on a walk when they spotted smoke and called 911. The fire was caused by cigarettes thrown in a kitchen trash can. Fire investigators say the owner of the single story home on Antler Avenue had dumped his ashtrays in the trash before he went to work. Fire officials say the damage probably would have been much worse if the teenagers hadn't walked by and spotted that fire early on. Coming up next on your local news at 6:30, it's a big rally across Oregon today as hundreds of home care workers in Bend and elsewhere are protesting. We'll tell you why. And it's the first time this year for Bend's Community Center. We'll explain. These stories and much more at 6:30. I'm Lori Robb for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.